Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
Indeed, we are dropping around to Cozzy's Corner. Good morning, Mr. Roman Coz.
No, good morning, TC, and to our great listeners.
What exciting spotlight are you going to bring us today?
Well, I'm going to be covering a woman who's been entertaining for seven decades. She's won Academy Award, two Emmys, three Grammys, six Golden Globe Awards, and in 2008 was made a Dame by Queen Elizabeth. And this is Julie Andrews. She was born Julia Wells on October the 1st, 1935, which on Friday, this Friday, makes her 86 and she's still with us and still rocking along. She was born as a result of an affair, which she didn't reveal to anybody until her autobiography in 2008, bit of a secret there. Tough early life in the war years, of course, as most people would have suffered. She came from a relatively poor area. However, that didn't stop her from getting onto the stage. And after childhood success on the stage from 1945, when she was 10, some years later she became the youngest performer ever to appear at a Royal Command performance as a 13-year-old, so that's 1948, in front of King George the VI. So she was already very well-known at the age of 13 in theatre, well-respected. In 1955, she appeared in her first film, which was a TV film with Bing Crosby called High Tor, and it was just about life on the Hudson River, and it's just one of those type of films. It actually won the Critics' Prize Play Award in 1937, and Bing Crosby's obviously grabbed it and turned into a bit of a TV type film. In 1956, the following year, she played Eliza Doolittle on Broadway in My Fair Lady, and some years later was considered for the role, but the role in the film that Audrey Hepburn got, she was considered as not well known at the particular time, and that proved to be very wrong. She did numerous US TV appearances in the 50s and early 60s, and of course, as we know, in 1963, Mary Poppins came along. She knocked it back originally because she was pregnant, but they waited, and history shows what a great decision that was. The film was nominated for 13 Academy Awards, won five, and got her Best Actress Award. And in her acceptance speech, she certainly let a few people know that, she thanked them for the chance to win an Academy Award, so she had a little bit of a shot. In 1964, the following year, she sort of changed her style in a film called The Americanization of Emily, opposite James Garner, who many people would remember as Brett Maverick in the Maverick TV series, and also as Jim Rockford in Rockford Files.
I was going to say, I remember that last one.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it was a good series, Rockford Files. We used to quite enjoy that. She considered this her favourite film of all films, and it was a love story, obviously with issues, because it was set in London during the war in the 1944-45 era. Julie was nominated for a BAFTA Award, so that's the British Academy Award type of film, you know, British Academy Film and TV Awards. She was highly recommended for that particular film. In 1965, along comes The Sound of Music, she plays Maria Von Trapp. That wins two Golden Globes. She's nominated for Academy Awards, and it won five Academy Awards, the film, including Best Picture and Best Director, a terrific film. And a film I can tell you I saw several times with my children when we were young, along with Mary Poppins.
And who didn't want to be her when she danced with Captain Von Trapp in The Glass House?
Is that right, Terry?
You didn't want to be her?
Were you a big fan of Christopher Plummer, were you?
Oh, look, it was they were just magic together, weren't they?
Yeah. They were. It was a terrific film, one of the top films of all time, and of course has been listed in the top 100 films in any award. In 1966, she changes status a little bit, and she decides to do a TV series called The Julie Andrews Show, which she had a number of guests, including Gene Kelly, a number of times, and she won an Emmy Award for that particular series that year. The same year, she did a film called Hawaii, which was the highest-grossing film of that year. in which he played a missionary wife opposite her husband, Max von Sydow, and we had guys like Gene Hackman and Richard Harris in the film. 1967, Thoroughly Modern Millie, and she plays a sort of a zany type of woman who's chasing her boss. And Mary Tyler Moore was in that film, so one of her early films. It had 7 Academy Award nominations. I've never seen the film, so I must admit I know nothing about that one. She did more highly rated TV specials, and in the 70s, strangely enough, she only did 2 films, Tamarind Seed opposite Omar Sharif, and that was a British Home Office Soviet spy type of drama, love affair. And she also did in 1979 the film 10, which starred Dudley Moore, a role in which Dudley Moore spotted this really, really good-looking woman.
Bo Derek.
Yes, and decided to chase her. And Bo Derek, of course, was a perfect 10 for just about every young guy around about then, as I remember. So we'll move on there. In 1981, she really, really changes completely opposite from what we knew in a film called SOB. Now, SOB, Standard Operational Bullshit, was one title, Sexually Oriented Business, and also the normal SOB that most of us know. And it was a film starring Richard Mulligan, who just in a couple of previous years had been the star of a TV series called Soap. And it was about a guy who was a producer and who realised that after a big flop that he needed to bring a bit of sexual orientation into his film. And here's Julie Andrews going topless in the film, which was a bit of a shock to many people who remembered her as Maria von Trapp and Mary Poppins. So, bit of an interesting switch for Julie Andrews. The following year, she did a film called Victor/Victoria.
And once I remember that one.
Yeah, there's another one I haven't seen, reunited with James Garner. She was nominated for Best Actress at the Academy Awards in a really strange role where, of course, she's the female playing a man who's pretending to be a woman in the film. Was it a good film, Terry?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I just didn't know it. Now, she keeps going for a number of years, and I was surprised to find out that she's written 23 books, mainly for children. And one of the titles that grabbed my attention was Last of the Really Good Wang Doodles. So that surprised me. I had no idea she was an authoress of any sort. She also did poems, songs, lullabies. So she's quite a varied person. She hit some major health problems in 1997 when she lost her singing voice, had an unsuccessful operation, sued the doctors and won because they had offered her all sorts of promises which didn't work out. So she, again, of course, being typical Julie Andrews, she kept going but no singing. 2001, The Princess Diaries opposite Anne Hathaway. In 2010, she made London stage comebacks, really enjoyed herself there. In recent years, she's been on a Netflix show, which I didn't realise, called Julie's Green Room, where she has guest stars and puppets, and it's a kind of an educational type program. She married film producer Blake Edwards, best known for films like Breakfast at Tiffany's and the Pink Panther series. And he was also the producer and director of a TV series called Peter Gunn many, many years ago. He also did a film called Days of Wine and Roses, which was a terrific film with Jack Lemmon and Lee Remick. She was married to him for 41 years, and unfortunately, he has died. Look, all I can say is what a woman. Still alive at the age of 86, and I believe you've got a little surprise for me.
It had to be something from The Sound of Music, I'm afraid. Because I love that movie, and I loved her in it, and I loved all of them in it, all the kids and everything. It was what year did that one come out, Roman?
Sound of Music, 1965. I've actually done The Sound of Music for one of these shows.
Okay. That's, significantly before any time that I would have been watching movies, 1965, but it was just one of those movies that hung around and still I'm sure, is popular today.
Absolutely.
Have a guess what song, Roman?
I don't know. We'll leave it up to you. Which one?
Favourite Things.
I was not going to say Do Re Mi, but
that would have been good too.
My kids like that one.
Thank you for your time today, Roman. We'll talk to you soon.
catch you on Monday. Bye.
Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favourite things. Cream-coloured ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favourite things.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.